I read the On Common Ground article, and the article wasn't truthful in a lot of ways. I tried contacting the author of the article, a colleague, a lawyer of mine, friend, or that's also represents me in Liberia, contacted the author of the article. That author admitted that there were things on there that were false. The author apologized and promised to retract the article. And that is the article, that's the source that has been used by Front Page Africa, I believe, to write their article. So they're writing from an article that either has now been retracted as we speak or is going to be retracted.
So you decided to leave your position as a judge?
Essentially, I did. Essentially, I made a conscious effort to focus on basically some other areas of interest, other areas of passion. I had served for 7 years, and I took on a cause in Liberia that consumed my time, and I no longer was able to spend the requisite time there in Lithonia.
The paper reports that you repeatedly failed to complete the annual training for judges, but you have already said that the paper is trying to retract the article. Is that correct?
Yeah, the paper claimed, I think, that since 2009 that the required annual training had not been done. There are people in the judiciary that their job is to make sure these trainings are done annually. And anybody that has any experience with the systems here in the U.S. can attest that whether you are a nurse or a doctor or a mechanic, anybody that's certified in any way, no governmental body will allow you to go 5 years when you're required to annually renew your license. If that was true, I wouldn't be the one getting in trouble. Those that work for the state that would have allowed it to go 5 years would have been the one getting in trouble.
You know, Judge, you became, famous or infamous, depending on who you are talking to, because you made secret recordings. You and Ms. Cochran made secret recordings of Liberian government officials. So when you say you want to spend your time, how do you want to spend your time? Are you going to further pursue their process of fighting corruption?
Well, absolutely. This will allow me to do more of that. Now, of course, currently we're engaging this cause in Liberia to bring liberation to our people, to bring some equality, to bring a halt to the corruption, more specifically to the Ellen Johnson Sirleaf government and the corruption clique that has been described by her own government officials.
Now, I know you've said that you were not removed as a judge, but let me ask you, do you think your decision, whether you were removed or your decision to leave the judgeship, has any correlation between your work to fight corruption in Liberia?
I know that it does. I have seen documentation. I've had conversations with different people on different levels here in the U.S. Those conversations I'm not privy to share, but it's been very clear from the beginning. Once we started exposing corruption in Liberia, once we started to bring an end to the ghost employee phenomenon, once we started to bring an end to different things, it became very clear that the president and her group had a witch hunt out for me and Ellen Corcoran. So it's not a matter of whether I think it has contributed. I know it has. I've seen documentation relating to it. I've had conversations. Again, unfortunately, I'm not privy to share those conversations right now, but I know it's attributable.
When we last spoke with you, the government of Liberia had announced that it was seeking your extradition and that you had been indicted in Liberia. I want to talk to you first about the extradition. Since then, has anybody contacted you from the U.S. government or cited you for this indictment?
I always knew that there was no extradition team that would come forth. But to directly answer your question, the U.S. government, nobody has contacted me or Ellen Corcoran regarding any kind of extradition. We've always known that there wasn't going to be an extradition. We've always known that it was a hoax to give the impression to the international community, particularly to the U.S., that Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and her corruption clique were serious about corruption. But we've always known that it wasn't real. So no, nobody has contacted us. And we're not expecting anybody to contact us.
You indicated when we last spoke with you that you had more recordings of government officials. So now people are not sure if you're ever going to release those recordings.
Yeah, I understand the concerns of the people. What we decided to do was to hold on to the more damning recordings in an effort to see if this extradition threat and so forth was going to be fulfilled. Our hope was that if it was going to be fulfilled, the U.S. court here, in a public manner with the U.S. press, with extensive international press listening would have afforded us the perfect opportunity to play those recordings there in open court for the world to hear and see who Ellen Johnson Sirleaf really is. But since it is very clear that that's not going to happen, now we're going to release all of those recordings. We don't have any reason further to hold any of it back.